Praise be Jesus Christ. Today we celebrate the feast of the conversion of St. Paul. And we just read in the epistle the account that tells us all about St. Paul's conversion. And one of the things that we can gather from reading this account is that we should always pray for the conversion of sinners. St. Paul's conversion was, of course, won by the merits of St. Stephen's prayers. Paul, as he watched St. Stephen get stoned, and St. Stephen then, out of great love, prayed to our Lord, "Lord, lay not this sin to their charge." Now we have to understand that everyone receives sufficient grace to save their souls. There's not a single person who comes into this world who does not receive the sufficient grace from God in order to be saved. But what if they reject that sufficient grace? And the great majority do not cooperate with that grace that is sufficient. If they reject that grace, then they need more. They need more grace, God's grace, which gives light to the mind to know the truth and strength to the will to adhere to the truth. And God's grace, practically speaking, becomes irresistible at a certain point. That is, every soul has its threshold. The book of Judith says, "There is none that can resist thy voice." There is none that can resist the voice of God. If given enough grace, the soul will be drawn to God, to the truth, and to love. Now, God does this, of course, without violating the will's freedom. Psalm 33 says, "O taste and see that the Lord is sweet." It is the more grace that the soul receives, it experiences the joy and peace that the world cannot give, the joy and peace that comes from the God of truth and love, and who draws the soul to then love the truth. But this grace, as I said, which is beyond merely sufficient grace, must be merited by the prayers and sacrifices of the members of the mystical body, just as that grace for St. Paul was merited by St. Stephen. And again, as Our Lady of Fatima says, many souls go to hell because they have no one to pray and make sacrifices for them. It is those souls who have rejected sufficient grace, and they need more to draw them to God. The other thing we learn about the account of St. Paul's conversion is that God ordinarily uses his representatives here on earth to communicate his will to us. We see that after the extraordinary, miraculous intervention of our Lord, speaking directly to St. Paul on the way to Damascus, after that, when St. Paul asks, "Lord, what would you have me to do?" he then directs him to his representative here on earth, Ananias. He says, "Go to the city." And then our Lord sends Ananias to him to communicate the rest of what he wants of St. Paul. Again, this calls to mind the words of our Lord to the apostles, "He who hears you hears me." Our Lord went from the extraordinary way of communicating with St. Paul, the miraculous intervention, to the ordinary way by means of his representatives here on earth. And so with St. Paul today, let us offer up our prayers for those who are in need of a radical conversion, all those who are lost in the darkness of ignorance and sin. St. Paul, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.